Powell River Action Center Food Bank is facing its greatest demand ever. With the rising cost of literally everything, people cannot afford food, one of the staples of life, said food bank manager Savannah D. People pay their bills and pay these outrageous rents and have nothing left. We are the only hamper program in town that you can come to every month, and we saw a 33% increase last year alone. We've doubled since 2019. Last year, we spent an extra $55,000 feeding that 33%. Dee said the region is wonderful in terms of making donations to the food bank. People here are so generous, but we need more, added Dee. One of the ways people can donate is to participate in events that have been planned to raise funds for the food bank. In May alone, there are three events in the community to help the food bank. The first will be at the Paradise Valley Railroad at the Farmers Market in Paradise Valley. On May 18, from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m., if people donate to the food bank, they get to ride the train around the fairgrounds. The newly formed Powell River Motorcycle Riders will hold a poker run the following day, on May 19. Participants will pay a registration fee and poker hands, as they travel around the city on their motorcycles, hot rods, custom classic cars and trucks. A donation will be made to the food bank. On May 31, at the bowling alley, there will be a Big Lebowski-themed event. Those wearing a housecoat can bowl for free. We're asking that you attend some of the events, said Dee. If you can attend and donate to help us feed the people in need in our community, that's great. According to statistics provided by Dee, in 2024, there were 1,005 unique individuals served, including 238 children and 767 adults. A total of 656 were existing clients and there were 317 new clients. There were 4,141 visits to the food bank in total in 2024. The average number of individuals served monthly during the year was 340, with a maximum of 420. In terms of the economics, the 2024 financial statement expense total was $366,122, which amounted to $542 per household annually, or $84 per visit. Dee said the food bank is ordering $3,000 to $4,000 worth of food a week. She said as the weather becomes hotter, donations drop off, so she is asking if the public could help. People can organize something like a street party event to support us, added Dee. She said the food bank is pleased with the generosity of local businesses, clubs and individuals. We couldn't keep our doors open without the help from the community, said Dee. In purchasing items for the food bank from cash donations, Dee said they get deals in some cases, but other than that, the food bank is paying the same price as everyone else is for food. I have to buy everything on sale, she said. Cash donations are very helpful for the food bank. We're desperate right now, so donations of any kind are fine, but cash is king, said Dee. The food bank's website, PowellRiverFoodBank.com, is set up to take cash payments, so those wanting to help can donate online. People can also provide donations to the food bank at local grocery stores, or take them to the food bank during business hours on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The food bank is located at 6816 B. Alberni Street. Items the food bank provides to community members is varied, given that they are helping a range of people, from babies to seniors. Hunger and need impacts the entire community, said Dee. We have everything from diapers and baby food to things for elderly people. We also put together hampers that are vegetarian, gluten-free or for diabetics. Dee said a lot of people have a stigma about going to the food bank, but she doesn't want that to be an impediment for people who need food. We're here to feed people, so if you're hungry, come and see us, said Dee. Our motto is feeding our community, and we need the community to help do that. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.